This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Prime Time with Isaac and Suk podcast, brought to you on the fan by your local Les Schwab Tire Center, doing the right thing since 1952.
Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
I was punching out with a 5-iron all day, and I didn't even do that right.
This is the Fan's U.S. Open Week edition of Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling. Don't wait for comfort with Area Heating and Cooling. Go to areaheating.com today, your local Train Comfort specialists. It's hard to stop a train.
It's U.S. Open Week on Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy! You defied the odds.
Why?
Well, look, I thought that it would be a bold maneuver, but if anyone can pull this kind of bold maneuver, it would be you, which is a 3-day sickness followed by a Chambers Bay rally on Saturday. The balls that it would have taken to pull off no work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and let's be honest, not necessarily a labor-intensive job, and then magically recover in time to play Chambers Bay on Saturday. Holy hell, that would have been an all-timer.
Two words.
And I thought you were setting it up.
Bad optics.
Now, I said this. I said there's no way Rob can miss tomorrow's show if he wants to show up at Chambers and be fully healthy and play his best. He has to show up tomorrow to sell that he was sick the last 2 days, and here you are.
Yeah.
Well, Chambers Bay is tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm a little worried about it, but I'm going to go.
In a shocking development, that
you, I can rally
you
for.
Will find a way to power through.
Well, I'm on the downside of the illness,
yeah.
It seems.
Well, you know, Cat AIDS knocks you down for a bit, but, you know, you rally.
Yeah.
We've had
U.S. Openitis.
Yeah, I will say that I have watched literally every second of coverage.
Well, here, I was not doubting that you were ill.
Every second.
But this is what I said, because Lynch listed you on the injury report on Thursday as probable. I listed you.
How did he have me probable? I didn't even talk to him.
I know.
I said questionable.
Were you questionable?
I was questionable.
I texted you. You had the inside info.
Yes. And you said that you were going to try to rally. I listed you as doubtful. And this is why. One, look, when you're sick, it can take a day or two. But I said that the U.S. Open is not the reason why you're going to stay home, but it doesn't help your case to go to work. Like, you feel crappy. But sometimes when you're feeling crappy, you know, you're like, God, there's nothing to do. I'm bored. You get up, you take a shower. You're like, I might as well go do this. But when you're feeling crappy and you flip on, you're like, hey, the U.S. Open's on. That does not help the motivation to rally.
Yeah, when Suk texted me that you were officially out yesterday, I was watching the U.S. Open and I went, the DJ Tiger Justin Thomas group still has 11 holes to go. There's no way he's coming into work.
No. You got a lot of golf still to watch. And then it turns out you indeed watched the first thing you said to me when
everything.
We walked in, I watched every single hole of the U.S. Open.
Every bit of their coverage I have watched, because I woke up early because I've been sleeping a lot.
Yeah.
So I've been in and out of a slumber. Let me paint my last 48 hours for you.
Yeah.
I literally laid horizontal in my bed with, shout out to Big Pharma, Pharmaceuticals. What?
Hey.
Had a bunch of pharma with me. And I have laid there, and I didn't move. And the only thing that was on was I lit a candle.
Oh. You had a romantic moment with yourself, did you?
I have a very good-smelling candle, which makes me feel good.
Everyone should have candles.
And so I lit that, and my wife left me alone. She always leaves me alone. I'm one of those guys. I'm sick. Just
you are quarantine married, you are married to a nurse.
Well, she checks on me, but I mean, okay. There's nothing. Like, look, I'm just sick.
There's no, like, naughty nurse outfit and, like, a Vicks Vapor Rub sort of thing? Sponge bath?
No.
Ah, damn it. What's the point of being married to a nurse? Holy hell.
That went out the window a long time ago.
Can she get you good drugs?
She used to, but not anymore.
Boy, this deal's getting worse and worse.
So the only thing other than the candle that was lit was my TV.
Yeah.
And it did not leave Fox Sports 1 or Fox at all. I watched It was golf the whole time. Either I was sleeping or I was watching golf. That is the last 48 hours.
Now, let me ask you this. No one likes being sick. Okay. It feels rotten. But is there part of you when you're sick that enjoys the fact that you don't have to leave bed? You just kind of lay there and you fall in and out of sleep. It's no enjoyable thing at that point.
I hate being sick.
Yeah, no one likes it. But
I'm a little different because I'm that guy. It's always like, I always got to be doing something. You know me, I'm always bouncing my leg. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
And it just drives me crazy. I said half the reason I came in today, I still feel like crap. Half the reason I came in today is I'm so effing bored.
Yeah, that is true. Like,
I just want to talk sports, man.
I texted Rob and I said, how you feeling? He said, kind of crappy when I come in. And I said, if you're sick, I'm like, don't worry, we can hold it down. Soccer Mike, and, we'll figure it out. We did it the last 2 days, and Rob's response was, nah, I'm kind of going crazy. And that's the difference between you and me. 3 days of sitting around at the house, right up my alley.
I just hate it. Yeah. I hate it so much. Matter of fact, we did that whole segment on what was it, like years of your life that you'd give up for blank?
Yes.
And I would give up a certain number of years to never be sick again. That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
Because I can't stand it. And I get, me.
Yeah, you don't have good
sick all the time. So did you guys finally realize I'm non-essential personnel around here? Is the long con up yet?
We're officially.
We had some pretty good shows. But
What was the lineup? Was it just you and Mike?
Yeah, it was just me.
Oh.
Well, I mean, with me as always is Mike.
Big Zook solo?
Yeah, with my, Garth. I was Wayne Campbell, and with me as always, Garth, my Mike Lynch.
Man, you guys realize I don't mean squat, right? And you'll find that out, because I'm going to Italy in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find that out. I'm going to come back and be like, oh, yeah, he's still employed here?
Yeah, you're gone for what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, pretty long
Mike,
time.
Mike, a lot of you, a lot of me.
Oh, I'm ready.
I think we're getting a couple things. I think Nemec's going to come in and do a show with me once or twice.
I think I actually get to sit in and do a show or two because Joe's going to be able to fill in for me.
Yeah,
so
Lynch is going to do it. So I think we're going to kind of do like a...
you won't miss me.
Well, you've done this like when I'm gone for like a couple weeks, like when I went like Bali or whatever.
You got
to
bring... You got to mix it up.
Yeah, you do like a round robin sort of tournament.
Maybe we'll get a Sooks of Hazzard edition?
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Well, I'm really sorry I missed the big Flag Day show.
You know what? Oops. Apparently, I have alarm set at 3:08. How is that possible?
Meds?
Did you mean to set that at 3:08 a.m. for some reason?
Why? No.
Were you going to watch the World Cup this morning?
Honestly, that is the most baffling thing to happen to me in quite some time. I had an alarm that went off at 3:08. 3:08 p.m. And no, I did not have an alarm set for 3:08 a.m. Why would I wake up at 3 in the morning? And why would I set an alarm for 3 in the afternoon?
Is that a prank from one of your kids?
What?
Is that a prank from one of your kids? Maybe they're listening and they wanted to hear the alarm go off at 3:08?
If it is, well played, kids. I don't know.
All right. Well, I've pretty much kind of been following sports, sort of, mm-hmm. in a maybe sort of way-ish.
Well, it's one of those, like, the last 2 days.
Well, I got U.S. Open covered.
Yeah.
Whatever you need to know, let me know.
There's been a lot going on, but nothing overwhelming.
Well, the World Cup started.
Yes.
And I guess it was a really good game today.
Yeah, Mike's soccer pants were all sorts of runneth over. He told me I needed to be watching Portugal and Spain. And I watched a little bit at the gym. It was on up on the TV. And
that game was bananas.
Yeah. I saw Morocco.
And it ended in a tie.
Yeah, which...
The most satisfying tie of all time.
There's no such thing, Mike. And that's ultimately... Like, I'm not going to be anti-soccer guy because I was on the bike there and was watching it. And it was entertaining. But it does bother me immensely that thing ends in a tie. And then Morocco scored on themselves in the most Morocco thing ever. So,
an own goal in almost the end of stoppage time.
Yeah, you lose the game because you head the ball into your own goal. And the one that I did see in the Portugal-Spain.
Whoa, that's what happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, Morocco lost to Iran 1-0 because they own goaled it in the 95th minute.
Yeah, it's like right at the end.
Isn't that like the Colombian guy who ended up getting murdered?
Same sort of thing.
Against the U.S.,
right? I'm hoping. I don't think it was against the U.S.
I thought it was.
Was it? I remember that dude did get killed. I'm hoping the guy from Morocco doesn't get murdered. I don't know how they take their soccer. But I was watching Portugal and Spain, and first off, good Lord, some of the flops. There was two doozies that I saw that were amazing. I don't remember who it was, but it might have been that Suarez guy. He had one where he rolled like 7 times on the ground. It was pretty impressive.
I mean, that was in the Morocco-Iran game.
The guy that was rolling?
That just kept rolling in circles, yeah. He sold it really hard.
Yeah, maybe that's the one.
I think it was that one.
I thought it was
There wasn't a ton of flopping in the Portugal-Spanish-Spain game, but, You know, there was a little bit.
And then I saw, I think it was Ronaldo's second goal. Now, I don't know a whole lot about soccer, but is that the easiest and softest goal you've ever seen? Just hit off that dude's leg.
That's the second easiest. If you remember the England-US game when the England goalie let it go right through his legs, that was way softer. But yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was.
And De Gea is the best goalie in the entire world, and he let that go in. So
totally agree.
I did not know he was the best goalie, but that's how bad it was, where me and my limited soccer knowledge went, oh my God, how did that go in?
Yeah, but if
soccer, Mike could have stopped that.
Even if you do not care about soccer, and I know that's a lot of you, you have to go watch Ronaldo's free kick that tied it. It is amazing. And you have to watch, yes, his name is Nacho, Nacho's goal that made it 3-2 Spain. Unbelievable goals. Unbelievable goals.
Yeah. Mike was texting me and telling me I should watch the game, and I gave it the, oh, I'll see what I can do.
Do you know there's a PGA Tour golfer named Nacho Elvira?
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I just wanted to throw that in.
We had a guy on yesterday talking the College World Series, and his name was Shotgun Spratling.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I said. Why? I said, hey, Mike, let's get someone on.
The guy's name talking to you was, yes, Shotgun Spratling?
Yes. I told Mike, I said, hey, you know, College World Series kicks off on Saturday. I said, let's get someone on to talk about it and set the field and talk about Oregon State. And Mike comes back with, hey, we got a guy from D1Baseball.com. His name is Shotgun Spratling. And I went, what? And then Mike responded with his real name. And we talked about it. Although I was disappointed to find out that Shotgun did not have a mustache. Because I feel like if your name is Shotgun or Rooster, you should have a mustache.
So he's not really Shotgun. That's a nickname?
I think that's his real name.
Did you ask him? I mean, is that not the first question to ask?
I felt like it was a little rude to ask.
We did. Well, we discussed him being named Shotgun, but no, I did not pry and ask if it was his real name. Mike told me it was his real name, though.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a real guy that writes.
He's kind of bro-y, too. I'm looking at his Twitter. I pictured a bro. When you said that, I pictured a bro. I did not picture a mustache.
No. See, I think of Shotgun, and that's the thing. He did have a kind of a bro-y quality. When I heard Shotgun, I thought of, like, Yosemite Sam. He did have a bit of an accent, but not necessarily the deep southern drawl that you were hoping for.
All right. Let's get to sportsin', shall we?
Let's get to going.
I see that we have a Portland Diamond Project announcement.
We do.
That we need to get to?
Yeah, one of the sites.
One of the sites what? That's next. And then I've got, I was watching, okay, so last night I was watching the Mariners game.
Mm-hmm.
Start to finish, I watched the Mariners and Red Sox.
Ooh.
How about that?
Well, it's a big series. Best team in baseball versus the team with what? Technically the third best record?
Good little ball game.
Nothing to be ashamed of. Good little ball game. Felix and David Price.
And then I got to researching some baseball stuff that I'd like to bring to the table today.
Okay.
If I may. To finally contribute something at the end of the week here to the broadcast.
Just a little cherry on top of the broadcast week. Well, you know what? You started the week and you're going to finish it.
Yeah. U.S. Open, got a lot of it. Don't know how much you want to talk about it. Got a lot of it.
Well, it was a lot better today than it was. I don't see what you thought, because Mike liked the kick in the shorts that was
yesterday,
day one. And
I loved how tough it was for them.
I like today.
That's
when you
the U.S. Open.
I enjoy seeing guys that can actually go out and score.
Did you guys get to drunk Jordan Bell audio?
No.
No.
Because I didn't put it in because I knew you were out.
Huh. Exclusive audio for me.
He's pulling an Ovechkin.
Yeah, drunk Jordan Bell. We'll compare drunk Jordan Bell to drunk Draymond Green.
Yeah, Draymond Green is become master of the troll.
And seeing as how I've been out, I've got a lot of Friday randoms today.
And we also
have to get you ready for college baseball tomorrow.
Yes. Well, we did that with Shotgun yesterday.
Big day.
You missed Shotgun on there.
What did he say? Beavers going to win?
He likes. He thinks the Beavers are going to win it. He thinks they're the best team.
That's what everybody's saying.
Yeah.
That seems to be groupthink at this point.
He said that Florida, from a raw talent standpoint, is probably the best team. But he thinks that the way Oregon State's playing right now and with their pitching, he likes the Beavs.
Oh, and one other story.
He did say that. So they play North Carolina on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I think 11 o'clock ESPN is the first pitch.
I think it's at noon.
Is it noon?
Tomorrow.
Okay, maybe it's at noon.
Noon and 5. I think Washington plays at 5.
But he said in their half of the bracket, he thinks North Carolina is their biggest challenger, and they get it right off the top.
Yeah, because Washington, Mississippi State's the other.
Mm-hmm. So if Washington wins and Oregon State wins, then
yeah, they play.
They play each other.
Washington, from what I read, is the worst team of the eight.
Yeah, I think they're the dark horse, and it's right. their first time in the College World
they
Series.
They have the lowest percentage chance of winning it all. Right. Yeah.
All right, so the other big story is that Kawhi Leonard officially wants out of San Antonio. We'll get to that today as well, but let's start with this announcement from Portland Diamond Project and a couple baseball notes. It's 316 on the Fan.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
So, Ronaldo, wait, do I have to say Cristiano Ronaldo?
No, I think Ronaldo works.
And it's then like, there's Ronaldinho, right? Why are you laughing?
Ronaldinho?
Yeah,
Ronaldinho. Yeah. He doesn't play anymore, I don't think.
Oh, he doesn't?
He used to.
You didn't even know he existed, did you?
I did know that there was two, but he doesn't play anymore, and I don't think it's Ronaldinho.
It's Ronaldinho.
That's what he said.
It's Dino. Ronaldinho.
Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
And then there's a, don't you laugh at me, you son of, and then there's another one, isn't there?
Is his name just Ronald?
Ron? I always thought it was
there was
just,
a third guy.
I thought just there was another Ronaldo.
Yeah,
I thought it was just Ronaldo. I didn't know it was Ronald whatever Dino.
Ronaldinho.
I just thought there was two Ronaldos, but look, my knowledge of soccer is based on me hearing things in the background and then occasionally playing FIFA like on the Xbox.
Well, Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yes.
So if I say Ronaldo, people know that's who I'm talking about?
Yes. He's good at tax evasion and soccer.
He had a hat trick today.
And being shirtless and having great abs.
And I'm told that Ian Poulter just had a hat trick on number 8.
That's the bad kind of hat trick.
Triple bogey.
Yeah, that's not so good.
So Poulter got within one of Dustin Johnson, but he just triple bogeyed his second to last hole, so he's back to even par. Johnson has a 4-shot lead.
Yeah. And he was the odds-on favorite, although no one. He's got two pieces of history going against him. The odds-on favorite has never won the U.S. Open, and no one has ever won the U.S. Open winning the previous week. So Dustin Johnson has two bits of history going against him.
But here's the Portland Diamond Project announcement that came out today.
Yeah.
Small one. Major?
Well, I mean,
sort of.
It eliminates something from consideration.
Yeah, so they issued a statement, and it says, local management group Portland Diamond Project today issued the following statement regarding its offer on Esco Corp's Northwest Portland Industrial Property. So that's the ballpark site they were looking at up off of Highway 30 there.
Yeah.
The former or right on Vaughn Street, right?
Yeah, was that like over by, Montgomery Park?
Yeah, it says, our negotiations with ESCO regarding acquisition of its Northwest Portland industrial property did not comply with our ballpark development timelines. However, we look forward to working with the new owners to explore future opportunities. We will soon be sharing details pertaining to other Portland area sites under construction for ballpark district development.
So that one is out. So as far as we know there's more, but the two that we know about then would be Terminal 2 mm-hmm. on the waterfront there.
Love that one.
A little further down. That seems to be the one that's getting a lot of...
That's a little further up.
A little juice. Yeah, I guess that'd be further up towards Washington, more towards the St. John's Bridge. And Barrett said that was an original one they liked and then went away from it and then they came back to it. And then we still have the Portland Public School site, mm-hmm. which was the first offer. That's how this whole thing came out. Remember that they made the offer on that and that leaked. And that's kind of when they went public with it. But Barrett has said that there's multiple other sites that they're exploring too. But those are the two that we know that are left. And of those two, it sure seems like the Terminal 2 one, seems to strike a lot of people as a fun little option.
It is a fun little option.
Yeah.
It's kind of grown on me as like the one because of the views that you could get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like a blank slate.
Yeah.
And I also like the water taxi idea.
Well, and I think you can still have the water taxi the other way too. But I think because it's not like the PPS site isn't near the water, but I guess Terminal 2 would be
right on it.
I've even heard too that with that, you may be actually be able to have it where you could hit into the river. The PPS site, I don't think you can. Major League Baseball requires you to put it in a certain direction because of sunlight. But I thought I read somewhere that they said that with Terminal 2, you might actually be able to have that where at least part of the outfield would be on the banks of the lovely Willamette River.
Willamette. Kind of like McCovey Cove.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and then isn't there another site, but they haven't told us where it is? Well, and Barry, then I know there's the outside of Portland site, too.
Yeah, he said that there's multiple sites they're looked at, but I don't think any of those have become public. I think the only ones that we know of for certain are the PPS site and now Terminal 2.
All right, also getting reports of a Ronaldo who played for Brazil.
Is there just a lot of Ronaldos?
Well, that's the one you thought. You thought there were two Ronaldos. There is one named Ronaldo. I don't know if he has a first name. Must not. And then there's Cristiano Ronaldo, and then there's Ronaldinho.
Okay.
And I think Ronaldinho might have been the guy that was trying to marry three chicks.
He was that one.
Last week or something.
Okay.
Remember that?
So
and the texters are saying Ronaldo, the old one, and Ronaldinho played on the same Brazilian national team.
So the Ronaldinho was...
Of course they did.
I thought that was the Ronaldo, and I just had it wrong, but I was...
Three of them.
But I was right. There is another Ronaldo and a Ronaldinho. And there's a Hulk, too. Does the Hulk still play?
Yeah, he does.
I just remember that, like watching Brazil play in the last World Cup, and there was a guy that was Hulk.
His name is Hulk.
Like, what?
What's his name?
On the back of his jersey, it says Hulk. That's all I know, is that the Hulk was playing for Brazil.
What if his name's Ronaldo Hulk?
His name is Givanildo Vieira de Souza, known as Hulk.
See? Ronaldo
Hulk. And so you just throw Hulk on the back of that?
USA.
Well, a lot of the players go by their nickname. Like, there's a guy on the Brazilian team. He literally on his jersey, it just says Fred.
Fred? Is his name Fred?
I'll look it up.
His name's Ronaldo Fred.
I think that's pretty badass. Like, if, like, Fred Lynn instead of Lynn on the back of his jersey.
His name is Frederico Rodriguez de Paula Santos, known as Fred.
I think it's badass that someone just has Fred. Well, Ichiro... I mean, he had Ichiro on the back as opposed to Suzuki.
Oh, I forgot his name was Suzuki.
Yeah, but it's, you know, well, it's, his name's Ichiro. His last name's Suzuki.
You sure it's not Ichiro Ronaldo Suzuki?
Hulk Fred? Fred Hulk Ichiro Suzuki?
So many Ronalds. All right. So that's the latest no-go on the ESCO site. ESCO? Corp? ESCO?
Yes.
ESCO, yeah.
Yeah.
No-go on that site for MLB to Portland.
Did you see that? Did you listen to Dirt and Sprague at all when you were rolling in? Did you get a chance to catch that?
I did not.
Now, I hadn't seen this, but they were talking about how
my favorite show, though.
The Portland Winterhawks bought a couple domain names, if I can get that out, uh-huh. with like NHL to Portland and NHL PDX, all that sort of stuff. So we can speculate on that as well. We're not just going to get baseball, Rob. No, no, no.
We're not getting hockey.
We're getting baseball and hockey. We're going to get both.
Wow.
Yeah, let's start naming the team. It's a done deal.
It's about damn time.
They bought domain names, Rob. Hello. Okay.
So is anybody buying domain names for potential Portland baseball team names?
I'm assuming that they have probably already done that. I'm guessing that they have an idea of what they want to be called, and I'm assuming that all of those domain names have been locked up.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah. Like, if you're going to be the Portland Mavericks or whatever, I guarantee you have 9 different versions of the Portland Mavericks.
Would you be down with that, Portland Mavericks?
I wouldn't mind the Mavericks. I'm always partial to the Portland Beavers myself. I would love to see that, a little throwback to that. And, you know, the white and the red, and they kind of had, like, the Cardinals uniforms where they had the bat and the beaver on the end of it. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind that. But Mavericks, Beavers, I think it would be kind of cool to give a little homage to baseball history here. But I also wouldn't mind if they decided to do something completely new. I just don't want it to be lame. I don't want it to be gimmicky. You know, like when the Raptors.
They should name them the Thunder.
God, it was so. And then it turned into the Steel. You know, that was just so stupid. So I don't want it to be something like, I think when the expanse, like the Toronto Raptors, I just think that aged really, really poorly. So I want something that is classic and that actually means something to the city, as opposed to just coming up with something out of the blue, like having a contest and being the Cougars or the Panthers or whatever the hell else you want to throw out there.
What if we're the Craft Brewers, not to be confused with the regular Milwaukee Brewers?
One up on the Brewers?
I don't know. Well, we can. I bet you we could do a whole 2-hour show on, maybe even a 4-hour show on naming the Portland baseball team.
Yeah,
because everybody's got ideas.
Everyone's got an idea. Like the Mavericks, the Beavers gets thrown out. Everyone always talks about some sort of like Chinook or salmon or something. Using that, you get something with the Pioneers to kind of go along with the Trailblazer stuff. There's 1,000 ones out there. The best name is still the Platypus, though.
Yeah, the Pusses.
I mean, it would have worked for an Arena League team. Why won't it work for baseball?
That's right. We're the OG, but everybody's too scared of it.
Exactly. I don't know what you're telling me that if you had the Portland platypus, that everyone wouldn't immediately get on board with that.
The marketing.
The potential would be through the roof. Like the Hillsboro Hops did a great job with that. Like that is a clever, unique local tie with the whole beer thing. And that merchandise sells like hotcakes.
All right.
Can we buy that from them?
The pickles?
No. But can we buy the hops name? Can we make them change it, the baseball?
Yeah, it's actually, yeah. Like if they gave that up, like, would they have to leave?
I wouldn't think so. Why?
Well, I don't know.
May cripple the business?
Yeah.
Look,
if there's major league, I mean, they probably don't want.
I'd be all for.
It's not like there's not minor league teams very close to major league teams.
I'm just saying, I'd be all for.
Yeah, but is there a minor league team like in the same city?
Well, it's
they're in Hillsboro, technically.
No, I'm saying, is there a minor league team? So I'm assuming there are minor league teams in Los Angeles.
I'm assuming so.
Perhaps, but that's unique.
Such a huge area.
Yeah, it's like
we're not that big.
There's that many.
There was always a talk that if the NHL came here, that it would kill the Winterhawks. To your point, that it wouldn't support both. No one would go see the Winterhawks because you already have an NHL team. And yes, I do think there's an element of that. That if you brought baseball here to Portland, the Hops may look to go somewhere else. And if that's the case, stroke them a check and take that name. Because I think the Hops.
Yeah, there you go.
And their unis and all that stuff. I think that is kick-ass. And I would love to see that in the majors.
All right. Can I regale you with some very random baseball notes?
Sure.
Coming up next.
You're going to go in the Wayback Machine, like Felix against David Price. And if that was like 8 years ago, it would have been great.
What? Oh, it was great. It was a good matchup.
Yeah, it was.
Price and Felix.
2-1. It was old school Felix Hernandez.
Yeah.
Losing 2-1.
He was striking everybody out, too. That changeup was nasty last night.
It was the most Felix Hernandez thing that you could come up with.
Yeah, it really was. But pertaining to, we have in Major League Baseball right now, we have potentially the worst contract in baseball history. And we have guy. I'm sorry, what?
I said, oh, yeah, we do.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
And we have a guy who is on pace to have one of the worst seasons ever. Ever.
Okay. I think I know
two different guys.
I know the second one. I know the worst season.
Oh. One's a pitcher, one's a hitter.
But the worst contract?
Yeah, they're saying there are several reasons for that.
Okay. Oh, well, then I don't know who that one is. I thought the second one was the first one.
All right. Are you intrigued?
I am intrigued.
Okay, this is what I did while I was sick. I was Googling things. So I came up with this. We'll talk a little baseball coming up next. Here's Mike.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, a little bonus baseball for you here. And it's totally random. But I found it interesting, and of course, that's kind of our motto around here. If you find something interesting, or if I find something interesting, maybe the audience will find it interesting.
You threw it out.
Maybe not. You guys, so I teased, there are two players we're going to talk about here. One is having one of the worst seasons in history.
And I knew where you were going with that.
And Mike did too, so let's start with that.
Yeah, the other one's a mystery. Me and Mike can't get it.
The other is stumping me, and it's really frustrating me that
it's
stumping
me. Yeah, Mike's pissed. I got him.
Because Mike's got a big baseball brain.
Yeah, and the other one is this, and it is that there is a case that this is the worst contract in Major League Baseball history.
See, when you said that, you said it was a pitcher.
It's a pitcher, yes.
And I was thinking.
He didn't say it was a starter necessarily.
That's true. Like when you said that, my thought was maybe like a Pujols.
Nah, you got to think. Well, okay, so I'll give you this. The worst contract, there are a couple of guys who jump off the page as potentially the worst pitcher contracts ever. Now, remember, when you're talking about worst contracts ever, you're talking about all stuff within the last 10 or 15 years
because
that's
so big.
The big money.
If you asked me, because I knew it had to be playing right now, if you asked me what's the worst contract, the first one that came to mind of all time would be Ryan Howard. Like, Ryan Howard was making, what, $28 million, whatever it was, and he was hitting like 190. They were like,
but didn't he have
begging him to go away?
They were by the end of that, but that's a little bit like the Pujols deal in that for the first couple of years or so,
okay.
He hit a lot of bombs and drove in a lot of runs, and that's what you paid him to do. You got to think.
Sean Figgins?
Ooh, that was bad, but they didn't give him all that much money.
No, he didn't get that much.
Hated that guy.
I remember that being like maybe 10 million, maybe 3 years, 30 million.
Something like that. But he was awful.
Yeah, he really was. Although I think if you look back on that, I want to say that that first year he was in Seattle, he wasn't too bad. It
really?
Was the next couple of years that he was horrible.
Because Richie Sexson gets lumped into that, and Sexson had some decent years, and he didn't hit for average, but he drove in runs and hit home runs.
So the two names that are debated as potentially the worst contracts in baseball history, one of them is Barry Zito.
Yes.
Who got 7 years, $126 million from the Giants. And he never had an ERA under four.
I thought I remember him having one decent year, and he pitched okay in the postseason, but you said he never had an ERA under four.
No, there was one postseason where he pitched fairly well for them. And then the other one is Mike Hampton when he signed a big old fat deal with Colorado. But they were able to trade him. This guy, I'll get to this guy in a second.
And they blame the Hampton thing on Colorado because at the time, no one had been ever, it's gotten a little better, but no one had had a real successful season throwing the ball in Colorado.
This guy has been hurt. When he's not hurt, he's been so bad, he's been demoted, and he is untradeable. They're not going to be able to trade him.
Is it AJ Barnett?
No, he's retired.
Yeah, he's long gone. Okay, hold on. We'll get to him in a second. The first is the new Mike Zunino, and this is the one you guys knew about.
Chris Davis.
It is Chris Davis of the Baltimore Orioles.
With a C, yeah.
It's a nightmare.
He is so bad. So Mike Zunino strikes out 34% of his plate appearances. Mm-hmm. That's in his career. Chris Davis is sneaking up on him.
And isn't he hitting like 160 or something?
Davis is now at 32%. However, this year, far worse. Davis is having a historically bad season. He is hitting 150. 150. That's his batting average. That's worse than Zunino.
Yeah.
Or
Zunino's at like 202 or something.
Well, Zunino's gotten a little better.
And Zunino hits for some power. He can drive in some runs.
Davis has hit 50 home runs before.
Yeah.
And he also, by the way, has a really bad contract. He's owed 90. This is Chris Davis I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He's owed $92 million over the next four seasons. He's in year three of 7 years, $161 million.
Ooh.
And he is batting 150, and in 207 at-bats, he has struck out 86 times. There are 162 players that have enough at-bats to qualify for the batting title, and he is one of them. He is ranked 162nd in batting average, 161st in on-base percentage. Only, who was the guy that was last? Lou Brinson or Lewis Brinson or something? Some guy for the Marlins is getting on base like 11% of the time. It's unbelievable. So he's 161st in on-base percentage. He's 162nd in slugging and 162nd in OPS.
And they owe him $92 million more?
Over the next four seasons. He has come up to bat this year with 109 runners on base, and he has driven in exactly 11 of them.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Run that by me one more time.
He has come up to bat. This is Chris Davis of the Baltimore Orioles. Yeah. By the way, the Orioles have one of, if not the worst records in baseball.
Yeah, and this is a guy, by the way, that, what, 6-7 years ago was in the MVP discussion.
He had a couple big years, yeah. No question. 109 runners have been on base in his at-bats. He has driven in 11.
Gosh.
So he's batting 150 with 86 strikeouts.
He has 15 RBIs on the year.
So what's worse, him or this guy who potentially, arguably, has the worst contract in Major League Baseball history? Have you any other guesses?
I don't.
I went through every team and guessed as many guys as I could.
See, I think the reason why this one will get you is because I don't know that a lot of people know he got paid.
Because the pitcher thing is interesting. Like I say, maybe Josh Hamilton comes to mind. With that albatross that they gave him?
The guess that I said that Rob said was the closest, just in terms of the type of player, was Jordan Zimmermann, who got paid big by the Tigers and
that's
has been
good.
Awful.
That's pretty good. He has been awful.
And always hurt.
I'd have to go back and look at his numbers. This guy is untradeable. His team is terrible, so it's like they're tanking. He's been hurt off and on. When he's not hurt, they have now demoted him to the bullpen. He's that bad. He was handed 6 years, $105 million at the age of 27. He actually had a really solid season. He had a 3.49 ERA with 209 innings pitched. And since, his ERAs have been as follows. This is over 61 starts per season. His ERA the next year, 3.71. Not too bad.
Yeah.
5.56, 6.65, 6.43. And this year, he is 1-7 with a 6.68 ERA. And I am talking about Cincinnati Reds Homer Bailey.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that he got $106 million.
I didn't know he got paid.
He got paid because he was homegrown. He was a very high draft pick. He was homegrown by the Reds, and he sucked and he sucked and he sucked. And he finally figured it out and had a nice year. And he was 27, and they thought he had figured it out, and they paid him handsomely, 6 years, $105 million. And he has been truly awful.
Huh.
And they will not be able to trade him. So he has had really no success since he got his big money. And some of those others you're naming are all guys that, yeah, at the end it looked like a bad contract because it gave him too many years. But for a while, even Chris Davis, for a while, you know, they lived up to it for at least a year or two.
Yeah. Chris Davis, by the way, at one point had 53 home runs and 138 RBI and hit .286. Yeah, another season where he hit 47, 117, and hit .272. And now, as you mentioned, he's hitting .150. But I would have never got Homer Bailey. That wasn't, although I'm looking here, I found a list of the worst contracts in Major League Baseball. ESPN did this, and Homer Bailey is number one.
Worst contracts now?
Yeah, they're saying worst contract. They went through
this may be the worst ever.
They went through each team and picked out the worst contract for each team, and then they ranked them, and yeah, they've got Homer Bailey right here at the top.
Yeah, so power on.
Chris, 21 million a year.
Chris Davis and, well, yeah, Davis makes 23 million a year.
God, it's good.
It's unbelievable.
You think the NFL just looks at that and just is any NFL player and just fumes?
Well, that's why that Kyler Murray guy is going to go play baseball.
He should. I mean, the NFL, and oh, by the way, no one dies playing Major League Baseball. I mean, it's...
You want to build the anti-team? Get Chris Davis and Homer Bailey and pay him big money. All right, what do we get to next?
The Mariners, they got Felix listed at his.
Okay, but when did they pay him?
They're just saying right now, this is this year. Yeah, they're saying that they went through the worst contract for each team, and Felix is making $27 million. And so he is theirs.
Well, he pitched like it the other night.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he's been good the last couple starts, but boy, early on, he was their fourth, maybe fifth best starter.
All right, let's get to the U.S. Open next on The Fan.
This is a U.S. Open Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Area Heating and Cooling.
On 1080 The Fan.
A lot of people are bringing up the Bobby Bonilla contract because the Mets are still paying it.
Yeah, I mean, that's awful, but in the terms of what they have to pay.
But he helped him win a World Series, right?
No.
Didn't he help him get to the World Series?
They never won a World Series. They haven't won a World Series since 86.
What year was that?
That they got there? That was the...
Was that the Subway Series?
It was the Yankees.
Because I thought that we've talked about the Bobby Bonilla contract, and... The idea of that of them still paying that, some think it actually worked out because they deferred the money so that they could add other guys, and I think it got him to that World Series.
And Bonilla, like every
and he
year,
was good, right?
And Bonilla was okay. He didn't have horrific years in New York. He was not the an MVP sort of guy. He was never the same after he left Pittsburgh. But yeah, I mean they pay him like what, a million? It's like $1.6 million a year, and. You know, is that really the, like, you're a Major League Baseball team and that's what you're balking at? I mean, it just makes you look foolish that you have to keep paying him. And it's great for Bobby Bonilla, but I think that may be one of the dumber ones, but it's not one of the worst contracts.
Yeah. Well, dumber. He made
two All-Star teams and he was in New York.
Well, there you go. See, that there's no way that's one of the worst contracts then. Right.
Yeah,
like, you got to change your idea of worst. Worst contract is big money. Never do a thing.
Yeah. Bonilla was OK. He had one year in New York. We had 265, 35 or 34 home runs, 87 RBI. He was OK. He was not terrible.
So he gets $1.19 million every July 1.
Yeah.
Until when?
I think he's got another couple years on it, but it's
2035.
Oh, boy, that's more than I thought.
Holy crap.
I thought that ran out in maybe 5 or 6 years, but that's
2035.
Yeah, but there's articles that are written on it, and you're right. I mean, by the time it's done, that's going to look really foolish. But in the grand scheme of things, if you're talking about $1 million a year to a Major League Baseball team, you know,
Bernie Madoff had something to do with that whole deal.
Yeah, well, and Madoff,
because the Wilpons were making big time money off of Bernie Madoff. They were making like 12 to 15% a year.
There was an article just another day or two ago, where they talked about the Mets and that lingering effect. The Wilpons got taken in the Bernie Madoff scheme,
yep.
And they were broke and they didn't have money, and that really has affected a lot of their decisions. And they pointed out that you had the potential to build something really special in New York with that young staff that you had, and they never really capitalized on it. They had the 1 year they got to the World Series against Kansas City, and none of those pitchers were making any money. You know, when you look at Harvey and, well, I mean, a lot of them got hurt, but like Wheeler and Syndergaard and DeGrom, none of those guys made anything. And you had a chance to make a run there for 6 or 7 years, and you basically got one and a half years out of it. Now you're back to being a mess.
So the Wilpons put $5.9 million, which was Bobby Bonilla's salary,
yeah,
into a Madoff account in 2000, and they got a conservative 10% annual return.
Yeah.
This was 2000. By 2011, when they would have to start paying Bonilla, they would have already grown their pot to $16.83 million. Even with paying off Bonilla every year, they would wind up with a $49 million profit on the deal.
Yeah.
Of course, we all know what ended up happening with Bernie Madoff.
Yes.
So that complicates those matters. So at the time, they're like, oh, sweet, we'll just defer his contract, and then that will allow us to go out and get Mike Hampton and allow us to go out and get other guys, and we can make a run at a World Series, which they did.
Because they were cash poor. They needed money. They were struggling financially. And so, yeah, at the time for them, it made sense. Just so happened they got swindled in one of the great Ponzi schemes of all time. And now you look like an absolute jackass because you said till
2035.
Then 35, you have to have to pay Bobby Bonilla $1 million.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And every year around that time when they pay it, there's another thing that comes out, and it's like happy Bobby Bonilla day.
All right. Let's get you caught up on the U.S. Open. Looks like we may have the cut line. A lot of big names not making the cut.
Yeah. Tiger's not back, by the way.
He is not back. No. Well, I think he is back. This is just who he is, I think, is the thing.
I saw on, it might have been Barstool that had this. I saw it on Twitter or Instagram or something. They had like the flow chart of Tiger, and they had, I'm back, and it was Tiger like fist bumping. I'm back, but I'm not where I used to be, and it was Tiger like all buff. And they like had the different stages of it, and they had the arrest photo, and then the meter was all the way to the arrest photo about where Tiger is at
quite
this
a
U.S.
spectrum.
Open. Yeah.
All right, 357, this is The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.